following is an audio commentary by Frank Stratton, produced by Stratton Limited. Copyright 2010, all rights reserved.
Letter from the Vatican. Just in case people aren't paying attention to the media, or the media isn't paying attention to the latest happenings in Rome, here is the latest development in the scandal, with the current Pope of the Catholic Church being found complicit in the cover-up of child sexual abuse by priests. Recently, a letter was generated by the Vatican in Rome. The letter is translated from whatever language it was originally written in. By the way, it's very flowery, and you aren't going to find the words.
Hey guys. We got to hide this, because we want to go on raping little children, so we can't let this get out.
There's absolutely no admission to anything like that, and I don't think anybody thinks that inside the Catholic Church there's that exact attitude. What there is apparently is an attitude that the survival and reputation of the Church is more important than preserving the safety of children in their care. The relevant section of this letter is as follows.
The court, although it regards the arguments presented in favor of removal in this case to be of great significance, nevertheless, deems it necessary to consider the good of the universal church, together with that of the petitioner, and it is also unable to make light of the detriment that granting the dispensation can provoke with the community of Christ's faithful.
I'm not sure how to actually interpret that, but the bottom line is what this letter actually said. In plain words, it's saying,
so, you want to kick out this exposed child molesting priest? No, no. Let's think about this a little more, because that could be very bad for the church.
On a side note, as hard as it may seem to believe, there is currently an effort underway to have the Pope arrested when he visits the United Kingdom later this month. Incidentally, in the United States, he has conveniently claimed diplomatic immunity for his involvement in this mess. One of the major lawyers in this case from the United Kingdom stated, quote, there is every possibility of legal action against the Pope occurring. We have come to the view that the Vatican is not actually a state under international law. It is not recognized by the United Nations, nor does it have any borders that are policed, and finally, its relations are not of a full diplomatic nature. Apparently, from those statements, the United States got it all wrong. These lawyers in Britain are arguing that the Pope is just a guy and he is under suspicion of being complicit in crimes, and if he dare go to their shores, they're going to try and get him arrested. Ladies and gentlemen, that will indeed be an extremely interesting thing to watch develop. Stay tuned. Peace.
The proceeding was an audio commentary by Frank Stratton, on behalf of Stratton Limited. Copyright 2010, all rights reserved. Visit Frank on the web at frankstratton.com. Also tune into Coastal Muse with Frank and John, monthly, on Apple's iTunes. Cheers!